Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. It is your girl, Michaela J., your host, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. So welcome. If you're a repeat listener, hey girl, hey, I love you. What's up? If you are new, hi, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here in our podcast family and little manifestation community. By the way, did you guys know we literally have like a free community that goes with this podcast? It's a free Facebook group where you can come in and celebrate your wins and ask questions. And I do free trainings in there and we chat. It's a really fun place. And the link is always in the show notes, or you can look it up on Facebook. It's just Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation. And then we'll let you in, and then you can literally be in the free community. I like hardly ever talk about it, but more of you have been joining lately. So I was like, oh, we should probably let people know. But what is up? Welcome back. Happy Wednesday. This week is so major because we just had the big shift on Monday and the sky didn't crack in half, but energy was most definitely felt. What a freaking vibe. And this week we're totally switching gears. Last week we went really spiritual. This week we're going all in on mindset and kind of a confidence topic, because I've gotten this question a lot all over the internet of basically how to stop self-doubt, how to believe in yourself, how to stop questioning your manifestations. And I wanted to do a whole episode on it. One where I'm really gonna kick your butt around self-doubt and remind you who the fuck you are. This is gonna be the kind of episode that you download and wanna listen to a couple of times. And whenever you're feeling down, it's gonna pick you back up. We're gonna talk about stopping that self-doubt, remembering who the fuck you are, being in your power, being magnetic, how confidence makes your desires want you, and everything in between. It's going to be really juicy. But before we dive in, this week's sponsor is the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation Method. Yep, this is my 4-month Manifestation Academy. It's basically a 4-month online course about everything mindset, spirituality, finding what magic works for you, and mastering manifestation once and for all. This is the program that changed my fucking life. It's the whole reason why I launched my business. I had my huge spiritual awakening and started to learn manifestation. And when I finally downloaded this method and it started working for me, I was like, holy fuck, I have to teach people. And putting together this program was literally me going through all of my journals that I had journaled through in my, like, I don't know, 9 months of transformation, and taking out every single journal prompt, taking out all of the notes of all the different things that I studied, and put it in one place for you guys, because I had to search up, down, left, and right to find all of the techniques and tips and mindset shifts and journal prompts to change my life. So I put it all in one place for you. It's my signature program. I get to hold your hand. We have Q&As. It is such a vibe. If you guys want to join, the doors are still open for you to hop in, and the link is in the show notes. I'm super excited to see some of your beautiful faces inside. And our little life update this week is, when you guys are listening to this, I will be finishing my road trip and I will actually be in Nebraska again. So if you didn't know, I'm from Nebraska. I live in Los Angeles now, but my boyfriend and I are taking our pets and we are driving home for the holidays. We're going to be there for Christmas and for New Year's for about 2 weeks. And I'm really excited. It's going to be very cold compared to LA, but more things are open in Nebraska right now, and I'm really looking forward to being able to like journal in a coffee shop and wear like cute real winter clothes and have a hot latte and just have some time and space to myself in a really slow environment. It's going to be so nice, and I have a bunch of different ways that I am going to just be connecting back to me, like some good self-care time. I'm going to be getting a massage with my favorite masseuse. I'm going to get my nails done, my hair done, all of the things, and just take some good time for me. So I'm super excited about that. But without further ado, let's dive into this topic of stopping self-doubt. This is so important, you guys. And if I could instill anything in you, if I could just walk up to you and put my hands, like my fingers on the temples on your head, I would just download the vibration of complete self-trust and self-confidence, because that is a fucking game changer, you guys. When you know who you are and you know what you're capable of and you trust every single one of your moves, you trust every single one of your thoughts, and your life just changes. Everything changes because there is no sliver of like, fuck, am I going to do this wrong? Am I going to regret it? Am I going to be able to make this work? You know, like the monkey brain spiral thoughts. When I was going through, before my spiritual journey even, I used to have like the worst monkey brain where it was like, you're so on survival mode. As soon as something happens, you spiral down all these negative thoughts, why me, victimhood shit. And you're just like, you just put yourself in a really low vibration because you don't stop that spiral. That was one of the hardest patterns I had to break for myself, was stopping the spiral. But when you stop it and you see, okay, I'm having this moment of doubt, and you choose to shift it right then and there, your life moves a lot faster. You call in results faster. Things change faster because you are energetically moving your energy at an extremely high rate. So what does that even look like, right? This very quick shift. A normal person, or maybe somebody at the beginning of their journey, would have a negative thought. Maybe you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, I like feel so like bloated and ugly today, right? Like we've all had those thoughts before. And you're like, oh, like why can't I just like look like this? Why can't I just naturally have a lot of energy, like all of those happy girls? And you kind of spiral down that negative path, right? Well, what I'm talking about with full self-confidence, full self-trust, you would have a thought like that and be like, wow, you know, that doesn't really feel good to think about. I'm going to think about this instead. I'm going to remind myself that I am beautiful and that my energy is beautiful, and that actually what I just thought when I looked in the mirror, that's not actually true, because that doesn't serve me. That doesn't feel good. So we're not going to follow that. And because you instantly change the dialogue, you instantly change your vibration. When we go down those negative spirals, it doesn't feel good. It feels negative. It feels heavy. You beat yourself up, and that is not who you are. At your core, that is not who the fuck you are. You are this version of you that is literally love and light. Like, that is who you are at your core. Love and fucking light. Okay. So we have to start acting like it. And that is a very high vibration. So when we shift into that, as soon as we have those low thoughts and we're like, oh, that's not me, that's not actually true, dissociate from the thought, shift into the high vibration, your energy goes to a high level. When energy is at a high level, it's moving very quickly. So then, of course, you're going to be more magnetic to your desires and these goals you have and these manifestations you're calling in, because you're playing life at a faster rate. If you feel like your manifestations are really slow right now, one, I have an episode on three things that could be blocking it. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. But two, it could be that you are just entertaining these spirals far too often. And so the standard for your life is pretty slow paced. But we have a lot of shit we need to do, right? Like, we are these divine spiritual beings in a human body. We have a massive purpose in what we are doing on earth, and that's going to be different for everybody. But I believe that we all have two life purposes, or two like soul purposes. One is the same for everybody, and that is to expand and grow as a soul. So like, that is you reaching your highest potential, you expanding into your highest energy. We all have that responsibility. Because when we take our energy to that high level, we literally expand the universe. And that is on all of us to help expand, literally. And then the second one is going to be your individual purpose. So you know, most of us know what we want out of life, what our grand vision is, what we see for ourselves, whether that's wealth or like major impact, or, you know, you want to speak around the world, or you want to go to the top of your company because you have such a vision for what you can do in your workspace, or just this massive vision for your future family, how you want to treat your friends, like whatever it is. And it could be one of those, could be all of the above. We have a lot of shit we need to do in this lifetime. We don't have time to play at this low vibrational, slow ass fucking paced life. No, thank you. Who you are at your core is a being that moves at the speed of light, because you are light, literally, at your core, okay? So I need you to remember who the fuck you are. I need you to remember that about yourself and start to snap out of it when those spirals come, because I think the spirals is one of the biggest contributors to experiencing self-doubt. Because when that pops up, the moment we start entertaining it, you have one negative thought and then you allow in another one and then you allow in another one, that builds on the self-doubt. And it becomes the context for your life where that's just the regular. And so of course you're going to doubt yourself because, you know, like twice a day or, you know, several times a day or a couple times a week, you're thinking all these negative things about yourself. You're not going to believe in yourself. You're not going to have a high level of confidence. But if you stop that, you don't entertain those conversations. You don't even tolerate those low vibrational experiences. And you say, that's not who the fuck I am. I'm a badass bitch. I'm hot, rich, and that bitch. And I have a lot of shit to do. So we're going to get going over here where we have energy, where we are radiant, where we know who the fuck we are. And you trust yourself because you're in that vibration of like, yes, duh, I have things to do. I'm going to move my energy forward. And there's no question. There's no doubt about it. There's no vibration, no vibration of questioning at all. So that's a huge way we're going to stop self-doubt, is by not questioning who we are. When those thoughts come up, you immediately move them. You immediately shift them. You immediately remind yourself, no, I'm beautiful. I'm love. I am light. I'm abundant as fuck. I'm literally the hottest bitch in town. Like, you just shift that energy because it is without a doubt. There is no question. It is true. It is fact. That is just the reality of it. But that's not going to do anything for you unless you know that to be true for yourself. And this is where the shadow work comes in, right? We have a couple episodes back where I talked all about shadow work, how to do it, the journaling. So make sure you go give that a listen again and do those journal prompts. It's like, if you lack self-doubt, why? What are you insecure about? What are you worried about? Where do these experiences come from? Like, listen to the episode for the full process, but you have to work on that stuff. Because at the next level, this is kind of a conversation I've been having with my friends, and I think I mentioned this in the shadow work episode, but at the next level, after you've done a ton of this shadow work, if the same things come up, you can just tell your shadow to literally fuck off. So the perfect example of this for me, one of my biggest shadow aspects was this fear of not being good enough. And it kept coming up and it kept coming up, and it would manifest in certain ways, and it would just manifest in my thoughts all the time. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, whatever. We have to work on things several times to clear it out, which is true. Sometimes you do need to work on it a couple of times to really find the core and get that energy out of your body. But it got to a point where I was like, holy shit, I have gotten to the core of this. And I've journaled on that 3 times. And the fact that it's still coming up is ridiculous. It's that draw the line in the sand moment where you're like, fuck this shit. I'm just done with it, right? So this is the next level of that, of confidence, of knowing who you are. When that kind of thought comes up, I just tell it to fuck right off. Like, if I'm thinking about a goal and I'm kind of worried it's not going to happen, like, oh, did I do enough? Like, did I show up powerful enough? Did I say enough? I literally am like, fuck right off. Like, absolutely fuck that belief, because I know I did good enough. I showed up good enough. I was in the right energy, because that is how I do everything. So when you start to stop those thought patterns, you learn to stop the self-doubt. You stop questioning yourself. You stop worrying, because you know who the fuck you are. And all of that is personal power. When you decide, okay, I'm going to sit down and do shadow work today, and I'm going to look this stuff in the eye, and I'm going to deal with it, and I'm going to shift it once and for all, that is powerful. a lot of people are afraid to have a negative thought or entertain low vibrations that come up. And when it's something like you look in the mirror and something comes up, I'm like, oh, shift that shit. But if you're sitting down to do a journal session about something that triggered you, look it in the eye and be like, where is this coming from? Why is this coming up? Work through it. If you work through something, it is not going to manifest negatively in your life, right? Because we are looking at it and we're saying, I'm taking control of the fucking conversation here. This is what's going on. This is where it's coming from. And this is not fucking true. This is what's true. And then claiming your truth at the end. That puts you in control. That puts you in a place of power where you then get to turn that energy into what my friend Angela calls reusable energy. And we talked about this in the shadow episode where my friend Angela basically has this concept where any limiting belief or shadow that comes up, she uses it as literally reusable energy. She like takes the limiting belief, flips it around, and uses that to push her forward, right? Beautiful concept. And that's exactly what we're doing here. That's how you're building your personal power. And another thing that's important with this is remembering that self-doubt is often a lack of trust in yourself. And so one of the biggest things that you need to work on, if you find that this is a huge issue for you, where you doubt your manifestations and you worry all the time and you doubt yourself, is like, why do you not trust yourself? What areas of your life are you not trusting others? What areas of your life are you not trusting yourself? And literally, why? Why? Honestly, I know a lot of it's going to come from society because we are literally raised in like a make sure you ask questions and make sure you have peer reviews and make sure you look your answers over twice. It's always double checking. And it's like, make sure you really know, like you don't just go with your gut on like an exam. People, we're literally geared up to not trust ourselves. And this is a way that the government can place this almost hold over us where it's like, oh yeah, like your gut instinct isn't what you should go with. That's not the logical thing. But they want us to detach from that because they don't want us to be in touch with our intuition, because then we start to question things because we know what vibrations are right or not right and wrong, but what vibrations are high vibrations and what are low and manipulative. And they don't want us to like question that, right? Different story for a different day. But it is instilled in us to lack that trust with ourselves. So we have to take it into our own hands and rewrite that story, okay? I want you to remember that you are a bad bitch. You are whatever you decide you are. So change the narrative. Change the narrative. How do you think of yourself? When you look in a mirror, how do you want to feel? What do you want to think? When you are going grocery shopping, do you want to feel like the baddest fucking bitch in Whole Foods? Like, I have this belief, and I actually taught a whole masterclass on this. I have a belief that everybody always falls in love with me. I'm like, I am so magnetic. I'm like so fucking amazing that everybody just always falls in love with me. And holding a belief like that emanates so much power, because I couldn't give two shits if somebody actually fell in love with me. It's just a personal energy thing. I'm like, well, I'm so magnetic. It's so safe to be all of me because being all of me makes people fall in love with me. And then people just like, they want to be in my energy. They want to be in my vibe. And that's, you know, that's the life I want to live. It just makes you magnetic, right? Holding a belief like that also takes your energy to such a high level where you're not doubting yourself in conversations. You're not doubting yourself in social situations. You're not doubting yourself when you are working online, when you're in a meeting, because you're like, wow, everybody is in love with me. Like, everybody is in love with the words that I say and the ideas that I pitch and the energy I bring to the table. You're just not even thinking. Like, this is literally, I do not question. This does not cross my mind of whether or not like somebody likes me, whether or not I feel like I'm annoying or too much. Like, that just doesn't pop up. I'm like, everybody falls in love with me because of who I am. And that just radiates so much confidence. So when it comes to self-doubt, it's really, really important for us to, one, stop the spirals. We have to change that pattern. And why this ends up being one of the hardest things is because like your brain's literally programmed from years and years and years of doing this to allow yourself to spiral. So you have to create an entirely new neural pathway in your mind. The way you do that is just through repetition, right? Negative thought comes up, redirect it. Negative thought comes up, redirect it. Do not give it the time of day, because you are a badass bitch. You do not need to give those negative thoughts. And an ounce of your energy because they are not true. Remember who you are. You are love and light at your core. You are literally the speed of light. That's how quickly your life should move. That's how quickly manifestations can be snapping in for you when you really embody that next level of power, energy, and quickness in your shifts. Because, and all of this is going to give you that personal power. When you have control over those narratives in your mind about who you are and what is true, that is power. Because it's not just whatever is coming to your mind. It's what literally you are choosing for yourself. That's powerful. Choosing that you move at the speed of light, that is you having control over your life and over your manifestations and over what's possible for you. That is power. Remembering who the fuck you are and not letting anybody else tell you who you are, that is power. Personal power makes you really hot, it makes you really rich, and it makes you 100% that bitch every single time. Because then everybody loves you. They're like, wow, she knows. And this isn't about making other people love you. This is about self-confidence, okay? I just want to make sure that's clear. But when you're like, everybody's in love with me, money is in love with me, life is in love with me, like work opportunities are in love with me, like travel is in love with me, everything just snaps into your reality because they are magnetized by your power. They're like, wow, this woman really knows, or man, we have a lot of men listeners, hello. This person really knows who they are. They know that whatever anybody else says doesn't fucking matter. They know that they are that bitch. They know they're on top of their game. They know they're in control of their life, so they are not in a fucking victimhood mindset. People love that. People are drawn to you because that's the kind of power that they want for their life. Really similar, like why so many of you come back to this podcast every week, because it's like, I'm preaching this all to you because this is how I live. And I know you guys love this because that's how you want to live too. This is just a prime example of that level of power, right? And that personal power makes you fucking confident. When you feel in control of your life, when you feel hot, when you feel like life is flowing and working for you, you don't question things. You stop worrying. Your confidence is through the fucking roof. And that is literally how you stop that self-doubt. And taking it to the next level, which is also a super crucial piece, is like making sure you're doing that shadow work on top of all of this. Have the time and place where you do the shadow work. You look at the triggers. You look at the things you're insecure about. You go through the journal prompts I talk about in that podcast episode. You do that work because when you clear that out, you're open to the new narrative, right? You are open to when you have a negative thought and you shift it, your brain's like, oh yeah, yes, we're on board with that because we cleared out that shit and this was the story we plugged in. Right. And that's where you're starting to reprogram that neural pathway for yourself, okay? So the next level of eliminating self-doubt and really stepping into confidence is clearing the shadow. Clear it and clear it and clear it. And then you'll get to that point where the time that the negative thought pops up, you're like, fuck that shit. That is so not true. We've journaled on this. This is not who I am. This is not who I choose to be. And that's going to make you even more magnetic. This is all an energy thing, all about clearing out what's not true and remembering what is true. And you get to decide all of that for yourself. Okay. So this is a little quickie episode. This is me reminding you that self-doubt and questioning yourself and worrying, that's all a choice to choose to feel. And it doesn't feel that way sometimes because we're really programmed that way. And your neural pathways, that is their standard, but it's a choice to choose to feel that way. And now that, you know you can choose to feel a different way. And it almost sounds too simple, but it really is simple. It's like our human minds like to make it so complicated, and it doesn't have to be. Remember who the fuck you are. When the limiting beliefs, when the ego-based thoughts, when the doubts all come up, tell them to fuck off, do your shadow work, clear that shit on a quantum level, and step up to the plate. Step up and control your life. Step into your power. Step into your confidence. Think about a time when you really felt like that bitch. When you felt like, I look hot, I feel fucking good, I'm about to have the best night of my life. Like, we've all had at least one moment like that where you felt so on. Tap into that energy every single day. I don't care if you have to write about it in your journal every day. I don't care if this is a visualization. I don't care if it's affirmations. Get yourself in that energy every single day and your life is going to change, okay? So the big takeaways I want you to get from this episode and the little homework slash tips that you need to do is, one, focus on stopping the spiral of negative thoughts, completely eradicating that process. If a negative thought comes up, we shift it. We shift it, we shift it, we shift it immediately, right? Taking that to the next level, continue to do your shadow work, but do it around the self-doubt and the lack of trust specifically, because once you clear that out and decide, like, okay, I'm going all in on trusting myself, your life is going to change. And then three, remember who the fuck you are. Decide who you are. Decide who you want to be. Decide what is true for you and step into that. Take on the belief that everybody and everything is in love with you. That has changed my life. It is a crazy, next level, amazing. And remember slash reflect on a time where you felt like so on, so in your power, so hot, so vibrant, so radiant, so magnetic. Visualize that every day. Talk about it every day. Journal on it every day. Whatever you need to do to get in that energy. What we want to do is make our habitual vibration one of confidence, where we just, like, as a standard of life, we are confident. As a standard of life, we trust ourselves. As a standard of life, we live at a really high vibration where we feel on every single day. And we make that a standard by choosing to feel it every day and practicing getting in the vibration over and over and over again. And so at first, that's going to be you visualizing every single day, or journaling about it every day, or ridding off the shadow every day. It might be you actively having to look yourself in the eye in the mirror and say, I'm amazing. I'm beautiful. I trust myself. I love myself. It might be more work up front, but that is literally going to download the frequency into your brain that you are a confident ass bitch, that you are a next level woman, and that's going to change your life, okay? Remember who the fuck you are. Remember your standards, and remember you're hot, rich, and that bitch, okay? I love you, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.